What do you see as the difference between a cult and a religion?
For the most part, as we hear you using the expressions, they are one and the same. It is that the religions are more widely accepted by you, while the cults are not.
Mm-hmm.
From our perspective, the cults are usually newer.
That's true. A newer or smaller religion would be called a cult. And why is it that
both are sets of beliefs.
Absolutely.
And all of them are not accepted by the others of them. The religions disapprove of the cults as well as the other religions. And the cults disapprove of all of it. That is why they are new thought coming forth.
Could a study of your thoughts or your teachings become another religion or cult? And if not, why couldn't it be? And if so, where would you expect it to lead those who would participate in the future?
Any thought or set of beliefs could become a religion. And so, of course, it could. We are not wanting it to, for this reason. Religions or cults tend to put boundaries on the beliefs. They gain a set of beliefs and they say, this is that which we believe. And we are teachers of the knowledge that there is not an ending to growth. Hmm. Therefore, putting boundaries or barricades or walls or ending places upon that which we offer would confine that which we are and confine that which we are teaching, you see.
Mm-hmm. Since my childhood, I've had something that I haven't been able to understand. But one is, how can so many really opposing religious groups use the precise same Bible with the precise same words in it, and still they disagree so strongly about what's right and what's wrong and what should be permitted and what shouldn't be permitted?
It is as we said at the beginning of this recording. That which you receive has much more to do with who you are and what you believe than it has to do with what you are being offered at any point in time. Perceptions vary drastically.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, since there's major conflicting positions taken on what's been handed down, written and interpreted, then how can an individual decide which are the correct commands and warnings and promises and thoughts to adhere to and to follow?
By paying attention to the way that they are feeling as they are setting forth the singular thoughts. Your thoughts come very fast, and that is the reason that in the beginning of this new understanding, there can sometimes be confusion. You say, I don't really know how I feel about that. For one moment I feel one way, and one moment I feel another. But as you learn to separate your thoughts and set them forth in more singular fashion, then you will have clear understanding of how you feel about any one thought. For example, if you are giving thought to something that you do not want, great negative emotion will come forth. In the beginning, it will not be so great. It will be more subtle. But if you do not change the thought, if you stay focused upon that which you are not wanting, the law of attraction will assist by bringing other thoughts that are likened to it forth, until gradually you will gather together a larger number of thoughts that are not in the direction of what you are wanting. And correspondingly, you will have a large negative emotion to signal you. Let us see if we can find the beginning place, for it is important that we express to you clearly how your guidance system works.
Okay.
We have talked about its value, we have talked about its existence, but we have not clearly explained to you how it works.
Okay.
Or how it can be of value to you. You are not here in this physical body to act as a puppet, to act out the intentions of someone else, even of yourself from another perspective. You are here to be creator.
Hmm.
Through your intentions, through your deliberate wanting, and through the magnetic state of attraction that comes forth from the law of attracting, you are attracting other beings, events, and circumstances that make up what you call the creation of this life experience. Now, your guidance system exists to help you add unto that which you have become as a collective total being. You see, you have a reason for coming forth in this life experience. And so as you are able to have growth that takes you beyond that which you have been before, then there is greater satisfaction, greater gratification, That does not mean that your inner being is wanting to dictate the events or the circumstances. Your inner being merely is wanting to provide the guidance to assist you in knowing whether you are moving toward or away from that which you have intended.
Good.
If in this physical body you never made one conscious, deliberate decision about what you want, you would still have guidance from your inner being to assist you in moving generally in the direction of that which you have intended. For you are a seeker of upliftment, you are a seeker of growth, you are a seeker of joy. And so you would receive guidance toward those general things that you wanted before you came to this physical body.
Yes.
Now, if now that you are here, you really decide to do the work that you have come here to do, you have decided to be deliberate in your creating. You have decided to give thought to what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have decided to live life on purpose rather than by default.
Mm-hmm.
You decide in every day the things that you are intending to do, the places you are wanting to go, the things that you are wanting to make happen. You set forth an image of your long-range view of self and your shorter-range view of self, even your view of what you will do in this day-range view of yourself. As you set forth these intentions, now your inner being has more to work with, and it can offer you guidance that is even more precise and even more in harmony with that which you are becoming consciously and deliberately, you see. And so, as you are generally knowing what you are wanting, you will receive general nudging. But as you are more specifically understanding what you are wanting, you will receive more specific nudging. We are amazed as we watch the majority of those beings who surround you in your culture, in your nation, coming into physical life experience, spending most of their life looking for a set of rules against which they can compare their own habits or their own actions, spending their lifetime after they think they have found the appropriate set of rules trying to pound a square peg into a round hole, not understanding why there is so much negative emotion present within them.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not recognize that they have a guidance system that will assist them in every moment
mm-hmm.
of understanding the appropriateness of their thought or word or action. Most physical beings do not understand the power of their thoughts. They do not understand that they are the creator of their experience at all. They believe that they are here in a sort of chance or a sort of luck, or they see themselves as vulnerable or as victims. And none of that is the case. Every being who surrounds you is creator of his own experience. There is not an exception to that. And as you look around interacting with the others, if you will watch, you will see that there is absolute correlation between what they are speaking and what they are receiving. And if you could read their thoughts, you would understand it even more clearly, that which they give thought to, which usually is expressed in words also, is precisely what they are experiencing, for it is law.
Hmm. What is a belief, and can another person change our belief about anything against our will, and can we change to believe anything we want to believe, no matter what position we're at this particular point in time?
A belief is nothing more than a thought that you keep thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Most beliefs are not thoughts that are intentionally thought. They are thoughts that are thought out of habit.
Mm-hmm.
You are habit-seeking beings mm-hmm. wanting to find the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than rethinking, you just continue to think the thoughts you've always thought.
Mm-hmm.
All beliefs can be changed. In fact, we encourage it. It is what growth or evolution is about. Adding unto a thought that has been thought and molding it. You see, a belief is a creation in and of itself, and no creation is ever complete. Another cannot change your belief against your will. As a matter of fact, it is very difficult for you to change your own beliefs with your will. There is power of influence through example and through word. And it is, in fact, the reason that you have chosen a dimension, an environment where you are surrounded by others. You are wanting to understand the power of influence, and you are wanting to be powerful influencer in and of yourself. The way to influence is not through your words, however. It is through your example. For that which you are is received far more clearly than that which you say. And in the cases where that which you are and that which you say are same, then you are the greatest influencer of all, you see.
Mm-hmm.
There is not one great truth that any of us are wanting to influence the others toward.